Chapter 46. The moment we step into the borderlands, it feels different. Everything seems to have fallen into disarray. The vines are ankle-deep. Crows have settled into the highest parts of the fir trees, like ink blots. As we travel to the castle, they follow us, hopping from branch to branch. "It's as if they're watching us," Anne whispers. The factory girls do not greet us with their familiar cry. "Where are they? Where's Pip?" Felicity says, quickening her steps. The castle is deserted, and just like the grounds outside, it is overgrown and ill-tended. The flowers have gone brittle, and worms slither along their purple husks. I step in a mealy patch and pull up my boot in disgust. We wander through the vine-covered rooms, calling the girls' names, but no one responds. I hear a faint rustling from behind a tapestry. I pull it aside, and there's Wendy, her face dirty and tear-streaked. Her fingers are blue. "Wendy, what has happened? Why are you hiding?"
"It's that screaming, miss," she sniffles. "Used to be a little. I hear it all the time these days."
Felicity checks behind the other tapestries in the room on the chance it's all a game of hide-and-seek. "Ally, ally, all free! Pip! Pip across!" She drops into the throne with a pout. "Where is everyone?" "It's as if they've vanished." Anne opens a door, but there's nothing but vines inside. Wendy shivers.
"Sometimes I wake up and it feels like I'm the only soul here."
She flutters her blue-stained fingers to a basket of the berries Pip has gathered, the berries that have cursed our friend to her existence here. I note the blue stains on her mouth as well. "Wendy, have you been eating the berries?" I ask. Her face shows fear.
"It's all there was, miss, and I was so hungry."
"Don't fret," I say, because there is nothing else that can be done. "I'm going to the tower for a lookout," Fee says, and I hear her feet making quick work of those crumbling stairs.
"I'm afraid, miss,"
Wendy says, fresh tears falling. "Now, now," I pat her shoulder. "We're here. It will be all right. And what of Mr. Darcy? Where is your twitchy friend?" Wendy's lips quiver.
"Bessie said he gnawed through his cage and got out. Been calling for him, but he won't come."
"Don't cry. Let's see if we can scare him up. Mr. Darcy," I call, "you've been a very naughty bunny." I search anywhere a mischievous rabbit might hide, in the berry baskets, under the mouldy carpets, behind doors. I spy the cage sitting upon the altar in the chapel. There's no sign of the twigs having been nibbled through. They're right as rain, but the cage door is open.
"Looking for your friends?"
The fairy glows brightly in the gloom of a corner.
"Perhaps they have gone back to the Winterlands."
Felicity bounds into the room at precisely that moment. "Pippa wouldn't go without me."
"Do you know for certain?"
the winged thing asks.
"Yes, I do,"
Fee says, but her face darkens and she glances quickly toward the Winterlands.
"Someone comes,"
the fairy says. Quick as a snap, she flits out of the castle. Felicity, Anne and I chase after her into the forest. On the other side of the bramble wall, a cloud of dust moves toward us. It is the centaurs riding fast. They pull up short, not daring to cross into the borderlands. One of the centaurs shouts to me through the thorns.
"Philon has called for you, priestess."
"Why? What has happened?"
"It's Christus. He's been murdered."